Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. I will tell you something very personal about that. It is a particularly great day for me. And I'll tell you why. It's the first time in nearly a year I am going to be able to go to services at the synagogue that I have been attending for 25 years. And it has been a long, long interruption. Tonight is a Jewish holiday, the most festive of all Jewish holidays, the holiday of Purim, which celebrates the events of the Book of Esther, which I know people who know their Bible are familiar with. And tonight we are holding services outdoors, and God willing, the weather will cooperate. And bring your own chair, socially distanced, masked, and some people already vaccinated. But it is a remarkable thing to realize it's something that I've missed a great deal, and missed every aspect of it, is actually back and something to celebrate today, tonight. So, just a personal note. And I would imagine that there are other people who, with the spread of the vaccines and with the great success, let's stipulate that, from Operation Warp Speed and the development of vaccines, and now the promise that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which is easier to transport, doesn't need the same refrigeration, and it only requires one vaccine, not two of them, not two shots, that vaccine is going to be coming online. Honestly, this little fact in my life, and I'm sure you have little facts in your life, is a clear indication that we may be headed in the right direction, even if Wall Street is headed in exactly the wrong direction. An unbelievable day and a bad day, just as yesterday was a good day, all yesterday's gains wiped out. The Dow Jones down 559.85. And why? Because people are fleeing to bonds, which actually had a somewhat increased yield. In any event, there's two new polls that I want to cover, and one of them basically reveals profound differences. I mean, huge differences between Republicans and Democrats on what you fear most. It's done by the Echelon Group, and the polling asks the following question. They say, how concerned are you, if at all, that the following are a problem for the country? So what would come to your mind first as the biggest problem for the country? It's almost laughable how different these answers are. And it does suggest to me, the results of this poll, that Democrats are, I mean, profoundly out of touch. And speaking of out of touch, I know that when Americans are asked, it's very frequent that Americans will overestimate the number of gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered people in the population. But in general, the reliable polling in the past has showed that about taking transgender, bisexual, gay, lesbian, undecided, people who are something other than straight, what is called straight, heterosexual, that it's generally been about 4% of the population. There's a new Gallup poll, and it's a big study, and I think it should be taken seriously. And the headline for the poll is LGBT identification rises to 5.6% in the latest U.S. estimate. Currently, they point out that according to this latest update on lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgendered identification, finds 5.6% of U.S. adults identifying as LGBT. The current estimate is up from 4.5% in Gallup's previous update on 2017. So it's a big increase. Does this reflect actual change in the way that people live their lives and identify? It's still very, very far, despite the fact that gay marriage is legal. It is still a tiny percentage, even in the most gay-friendly cities, of all marriages are same-sex marriages. It's less than 2% everywhere. But what this does is it actually reflects something that came out in the exit polls in the election. In the election, the percentage of people who identified themselves as gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered was 7%. And now that's higher than this number. But they explain that in part by suggesting that gay and lesbian people were more motivated to vote. They may have come out in higher numbers because there are other studies that suggest that gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender people are as a group somewhat more educated. Okay, so what do we learn from all of this? And what we really do need to learn, and this is why this Gallup poll is useful, is that the majority of this 5.6%, and it's a clear majority, don't identify as gay. They don't identify as lesbian. They don't identify as transgendered. They identify as bisexual. And here's what the Gallup poll says, and I think it's fascinating. It says more than half of LGBTQ adults, 55%, identify as bisexual. Only a quarter say they are gay. 12% say they are lesbian. And 11% say they are transgender. Now, when you say transgender, I don't believe that the number even... Now, that's not the population. It's a percentage of all of the LGBTQ population. But what is fascinating to me is there are two things about this bisexual identification. And part of previous studies that have been done by the Williams Institute at UCLA and elsewhere about the gay and lesbian population is that very often people who may have had one same-sex experience will identify themselves as bisexual. And again, there's no question here ruling out from the bisexual identification of people who may be living entirely as gay, or more likely, because that appears to be the majority of the bisexual people, living a straight life with a opposite sex partner. And it also is remarkable, it seems to me, that the number of males who describe themselves as gay is more than double the percentage of the number of females who describe themselves as lesbian. That's extraordinary. Now, why would that be? And what does this say about any connection to the age of the respondents or to their politics? There's actually a very deep connection. We will get to that, and we will get to also the question of what is the top worry, the top concern for Democrats and for Republicans? 1-800-955-1776. If you want to share your top concern, join us on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America. This is The Michael Medved Show.
in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN. Dr. Stephen Meyer is a New York Times bestselling author, and his new book, Return of the God Hypothesis, makes the case for the undeniable intelligent design of the universe. And it's already looking like a smash hit. Clear, compelling, and entertaining to read. Meyer skewers materialism, a must-read, and a convincing argument. Those are just some of the comments from the more than 40 scientists who've endorsed the book. Using discoveries from cosmology and physics, in Return of the God Hypothesis, Meyer reveals his stunning conclusion. The science supports not just the existence of an intelligent designer, but the existence of a personal God. Pre-order at discovery.org/medved. That's discovery.org/medved. And get these special pre-order perks, a sneak peek at an exclusive excerpt from the book, a free digital booklet about intelligent design, discounts for Dr. Meyer's online course, and an invitation to a private online meeting with Dr. Meyer. Get all this when you pre-order at discovery.org/medved.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, I was just in the break, I mean literally just now, speaking to my wife and about somebody else that we know who benefits from Relief Factor, which is just a great product. And it's one of those things that it can make you feel even better than you'd normally feel on what is a gorgeous and sunny and unseasonable and a gift from God kind of day, despite the stock market, etc. No, it's a wonderful day. And Relief Factor can make you feel more ready, more eager, more pain-free to face days like that. And you know what? It only costs 95 cents a day for a quick start. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's a wholly natural, healthy dietary supplement. Nothing addictive, nothing medical or chemical about it. Just good, wholesome stuff. You can read all about it. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Take advantage of that great offer that allows you to reduce your pain and discomfort for pennies a day. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for Relief Factor. Okay. One of the things that is unbelievably striking, and I'm looking at tables on a Gallup poll, but it's utterly fascinating, because if you talk about people in different age groups, listen to this. Among people born after, adults born after 1997. Okay, so people who were 24 or younger. 12%, a full 12% say they're bisexual. But very, very few say they're gay, lesbian, or transgender. There's a lot of bisexuals among that group. Among people born since 1946, right? Baby boomers, the number isn't 12% who say they're bisexual. It's 0.3%. Okay, so it's like 35 times more common to be bisexual if you're born after the year 2000. Now, some people would say that's because the world has changed, and today people talk a lot about sexual minorities, about gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered people. That's certainly true. But given the fact that one of the items of faith for the entire gay rights movement is this is not a choice, you are born this way, that's what they say, does that compute? Is it possible that there would be, that people who were born before 1964 would be 35 times less likely to be bisexual? No, what this is a reflection of, it seems to me, and it's very up in the grass, is it's people making up their mind. This goes back to a research that is old now, and it's I don't take it as authoritative because it is too old, but it's about 20 years old. It's from a professor at Yale Medical School who was a friend of mine named Jeffrey Sandover. And Dr. Sandover pointed out one thing about all the studies, which is that for most people who have ever had a same-sex experience in their lives, and that's only a minority of Americans or people anywhere, but for most people who have a same-sex experience of some kind, it's usually when you're young, below the age of 25, and the majority of people who have such experiences don't have it ever again after they're 25. Why not? Well, because most people do settle into long-term opposite-sex relationships called marriage. It still is more common for people to have long-term marriages than not. With everything you hear about the death of marriage, it's still a very big factor. And so what we are seeing here, where you have so few people who identify as bisexual, to some extent what bisexual means is that you haven't settled on a single partner. I know that for the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, his wife, Ms. McRae, was a lesbian and was a very public lesbian. And then they got married, and she says, no, I'm still a lesbian, but I'm now married to a man. Well, obviously, she is bisexual, but she's not living as a bisexual, because I think she's involved, for better or worse, with one guy, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York City. And part of what happens here is the reason that this identification as lesbian, gay, or transgendered, or bisexual is so much less for people over the age of, say, 25. It's so much less for the people, even less for the age of people over 40, is because people settle into a pattern of living. And you kind of make up your mind, which is what the essence of marriage is, that this is what I want for my whole life. This is the way I want to live. And in that context, I know that there are going to be a lot of people who respond to this survey by Gallup and see, oh, look, gay and lesbian identification is up because it is considered so much more acceptable today. Well, it's also up because with that bisexual identification, we have one of the most conservative Democrats in the Senate, Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona, describes herself as bisexual. I know nothing about her personal life, but she calls herself America's first bisexual senator. Before that, she was America's first bisexual House member. And I know that there is a story that's very amusing about she used to serve in the same congressional delegation as Senator McCain, and he had a good line. But we won't go to that. The basic point being that right now, with this high identification, the majority of people who put themselves in this group suggesting they're bisexual suggests to me that the idea that you're either you're gay or you're straight or you're transgendered, that these identities are much more fluid than people want to let on. I'll tell you what isn't very fluid is political identities. When one of the major parties identifies as America's number one threat, the members of the other party. Now, which side says that? We'll get to that and more. 1-800-955-1776 coming up on the MedVet Show.
You can really sway people, you know it.
I'm trying.
This is the Michael MedVet Show.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says a COVID rescue package to be voted on tomorrow includes reverse incentives.
It won't even get to the schools till next year, 95% of it. It's almost like they want to force schools to stay closed.
The California Republican telling Fox News children need to get back into the classrooms.
The science proves kids should be in school. I've watched in my own community that 14%, it just came back, of more D's and F's. I just saw the pediatrician in Virginia, the association, shows that more than 90% anxiety, depression.
Weekly jobless claims are falling. The Labor Department reporting there were 730,000 initial claims for unemployment benefits last week. That's a decrease of 111,000 from the week's previous total. and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Poll by Echelon Insights. That's Kristen Soltis Anderson, who's been a guest on this show. She is a well-respected pollster from the center-right. I think she would describe herself as a conservative-leaning moderate. But the poll is fascinating, and they have such different results from Democrats and Republicans. When people talk about a looming civil war within the Republican Party? Nah, the big divisions still in this country are not among people in the same party or in the same general area. It's between the left and the right, where the differences are just bizarre. Okay, she asked this question, and we'll do Democrats first, because this is just so spectacularly out of the ballpark. Question, how concerned are you, if at all, that the following are a problem for this country? At the very bottom of the list, they did have 39% of Democrats. And on this thing, you can mark more than one. You can mark all of them if you want. But the bottom concern, only 39% of Democrats thought that capitalism was a problem for this country. But it's still 39% thought capitalism was a problem for this country.
Oh, groovy, smashing. Yay, capitalism.
I mean, that is kind of nuts, don't you think? By the way, 73% of Republicans think socialism is a problem for this country, and they're right. Of course it's a problem. It's a problem when you have more and more people who are saying, I'm a socialist, I'm proud to be a socialist. It was one of those things that Joe Biden understood that was a problem, certainly a problem for his party, because that was a word that you never heard, despite the fact that it's a word that's embraced by the likes of Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and others, including some of the new Democratic members of Congress. In any event, the number one problem, and nothing else close, 82% of Democrats said they were very concerned, extremely concerned. 57% said they had the highest concern. 82% said they were at least somewhat concerned. with Donald Trump's supporters. So if you're a Trump supporter out there, and there are millions and millions of you, he got 74 million votes, your neighbors who describe themselves as Democrats are worried more about you than about jihadist terrorism, than about criminals, than about mass shooters, than about corporate thieves, than about conspiracy theory nuts. They're worried about Trump supporters. That's the number one concern. Does that make sense to you? By the way, if you share this opinion that you think that the biggest problem in America is Donald Trump supporters, this is one of those things where I've said it over and over and over again. Can we recognize it's possible to disagree with people and still recognize that they're great people? That I know people who are Bernie Sanders supporters. They're terrific. Patriotic. Some of them former military, by the way. Now, I disagree as profoundly as I can on a range of issues with Senator Sanders, but he has some really wonderful supporters. Of course, I know literally, I know hundreds, if not thousands, of Trump supporters. And the overwhelming majority of Trump supporters are not crazy. They're not like the people who stormed the Capitol building. They are decent, patriotic, hardworking, charitable, kind, compassionate, patriotic Americans. Okay, the second highest concern for Democrats. Number one concern, Donald Trump's supporters. Number two concern, white nationalism. Number three concern, systemic racism. Number four concern, gun violence. Now, it's interesting they stipulate gun violence. If they just said crime, wouldn't that be a more appropriate answer? There's just a horrible story in New York City about a guy named Rodrigo Lopez, who came here as a teenager from the Dominican Republic, and he's somebody who's mentally ill and homeless. And he just stabbed four people on the subway for nothing, out of nowhere. Just stabbed them. Two of them killed. That's not gun violence. I'm concerned about that. By the way, you'll notice that the Democrats don't list how concerned are you anything at all, the following are a problem for the country. They don't list homelessness. They don't list the fact that people are camping out in public parks all over the country. Okay, Donald Trump supporters, white nationalism, systemic racism, gun violence. Then you get to a more typical Democratic thing, Americans lacking health coverage. Then domestic terrorism, police brutality, discrimination against LGBTQ Americans. Really? That is one of the biggest problems we have as a country? I mean, given the fact that it is so much more accessible, it's so much more acceptable, so much more fashionable today. Then after that, sexism, then voter suppression, then student debt. This is unreal. 22% of Democrats say they're extremely concerned about student debt. If you add the people who say they're somewhat concerned, that ends up being 46%. And then at the bottom, capitalism. So what are conservatives, what are Republicans say they are concerned about? Number one problem, and not a surprise considering some of the political talk that went on during the Trump administration, illegal immigration. And that's after 4 years of President Trump. Number two, lack of support for the police. This is Republicans. Number three, high taxes. They got that right. Number four, liberal bias in mainstream media, then general moral decline of the country, then socialism, then Antifa violence, then China. Okay, it stuns me that people are more concerned. They think Antifa violence is a bigger problem for the country than China. The Democrats never even mentioned China. Legal abortion in the third trimester, election fraud. There are 64% of Republicans who say that we have a problem of election fraud in this country. Tech company censorship, and then discrimination against Christians. Okay, isn't it unbelievable that nobody mentioned this homeless thing? That the Republicans didn't mention rising crime rates? Well, they did mention lack of support for the police. That was right up there near the top. But one of the questions I would ask would be, okay, it's not healthy in the country when you have one political party, it happens to be the party that controls the House and the Senate and the White House right now, where they think the biggest problem in the country is Trump's supporters. What could Trump supporters, what could all Republicans do to maybe address this problem? Make people a little bit less hysterical, frightened, paranoid. We'll get to that and to more, including a Department of Loneliness. That and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
the Michael MedVet Show.
Did Charles Darwin's work impact society for better or worse? Go to discovery.org/medvet and get the free digital book, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Learn how Darwin actually impacted faith, morality, medicine, criminal justice, and much more. Ideas have consequences. For a limited time, get your free copy of Darwin's Three Big Ideas at discovery.org/medvet. That's discovery.org/medvet.
Right now is a great time to become a medhead at michaelmedved.com. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40.
Don't you get tired of commercials screaming at you to buy gold right now with inflated promises on future values? In an unregulated industry, you need honest, real experts to give you solid advice to protect your wealth and give you top picks, too, on the best coins and bullion based on real-time data and historical trends. For example, as environmental policy becomes a hot topic, one precious metal that's been significantly undervalued for years is potentially set to surge. Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, has long recommended this precious metal. Up to 600,000 ounces of this rare metal will be needed by 2030 to produce green hydrogen. Nick is doubling down on this pick, and you should, too. Call Nick to find out more. Now, I've been friends with Nick for several years, and he's my go-to guy when it comes to coins and bullion. I trust him. You can, too. Call Nick at 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I need to make a declaration here on the MedVed show. It's an earth-shaking announcement, and I know it's something that many of you may have been wondering about and uncertain about and concerned about. Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, really does exist. He is a real person. And I say that because the New York Times, in their snarky obituary of Rush, referred to Bo Snerdly and suggested that he didn't really exist, that it was just a made-up character that Rush was talking to. Now, James Golden, Bo Snerdly, who's a good friend, absolutely exists. He is, in fact, larger than life. But so does Jeremy. Now, the reason I tell you that, because he made a good point that, hadn't occurred to me, should have. But Jeremy pointed out that in both of these lists about what are the biggest concerns, how concerned are you, if at all, that the following are a problem for the country, nobody came up with COVID, which has been something of a problem for the country, I think you could say. Top concerns, number one for Republicans, illegal immigration. Number one for Democrats, Trump supporters. Let's go to your calls to Steve in Tacoma, Washington. You're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, how you doing, Michael?
Doing well.
Good. I think if I were asked now, not before the election, but now, if I were to ask right now, I would say that Trump supporters are my biggest concern for America right now. And you got to say that at this point, if you're supporting him still, you're overlooking the fact that, I mean, I know you don't like the term insurrection, but a violent act against the U.S. government, he at least overlooked that. And also, he's trying to come back in power. And he showed once that once he holds power, he doesn't like giving it up. He failed once, but he's going to take another shot at it, and the Republican Party let it happen. That is the biggest threat to the U.S. government, I would say.
Okay, let me put it to you this way. If somebody said that one of my top concerns about the future of the country or about one of the something that is a problem for the country, if somebody gave us an answer to that, Donald J. Trump, I wouldn't necessarily agree because I don't think any one person is that level of a problem, but at least I'd understand it. But this is not basically saying that we think that Trump is a dangerous and destructive force in the country. It's saying that his supporters are. And don't you agree with me, don't you? And you must know this. You know people who support Trump, don't you?
I do.
Okay. And you disagree with him strongly, and that's fine. But are the people Are you scared of the people you know who support Trump?
Previously, I would have said no. But now, without his supporters, he's nothing. So they're more dangerous. They are overlooking blatant facts and continuing to support a person who has proven that he is clearly in this for himself. He doesn't care about the history of the U.S. or propelling us forward. He cares about propelling himself. In supporting that, you are more dangerous because it's the, I don't know what the number is, 40 million people probably at this point, to 70, somewhere in that ballpark that still support him. That's what's propping him up. That's the danger.
Well, you have some legitimate concern. Is there are millions of Trump supporters, I don't think it's all of them, but I think it's a good percentage, who actually believe the election was stolen. And that entire narrative that we had a stolen presidential election, we've never had that before. No one has ever made that case before. No one has ever tried to get people to believe it. And the fact that so many people believe it, I think, is very worrisome. The problem here is that the way that this question may have been asked, the way it's reported by the pollster, Kristen Soltis Anderson, the way that it's put forward makes it sound as if Americans are deeply afraid of their nurse or their neighbor or their preschool teacher, because all of those categories of wonderful Americans include some people who would still count themselves as supporters of President Trump and actually want him to come back. I hope, for the sake of the Republican Party, that he decides not to. Steve, greatly appreciate your call. And there's right now a general concern. We were talking before about how one of the major concerns for people on the right, for Republicans, is bias in mainstream media. And there certainly is bias in mainstream media. And what's fascinating to me is that Soledad O'Brien, who is not known to be someone who is particularly conservative or even particularly moderate. I mean, she's a basic CNN liberal. She was speaking to the House subcommittee hearing on disinformation and extremism in the media. And here is some of what she said, which is fascinating. It's a 2A, Jeremy.
It happened as truth decay, the diminishing role of facts and analysis in public life, in important conversations about policy issues, policy decisions, and elections. And I believe this era of truth decay began when local newspapers were badly, even mortally wounded by the emergence of free social media and the decline of advertising dollars like classified ads. Our country has lost almost 2,100 papers since 2004. Local news is the heartbeat of American journalism, the glue of civic participation, the place where we turn to for information about our local taxes, quality education, infrastructure, and that demise left the public with only the unfiltered and unverified cauldron of presumed fact and opinion that is social media. The public turned to TV for traditional reporting, especially on politics, where 65% of Americans report trusting information from TV and radio, depending on whether the stations conform to their political leanings. But here's the problem. TV didn't fill the void of in-depth reporting on America's communities by producing stories about policies that affect regular people. Instead, it became a place where facts often go to die. TV, cable news in particular, relies on the cheap and easy booking of talking heads who exchange colorful barbs, entertaining outbursts, and sometimes peddle outright fiction. It's only gotten worse as reporters and anchors chase ratings, toss aside objectivity to divide us into false categories, I believe, of left and right, manipulating facts and debating the liars they booked for their very own shows.
Okay, look, I think that there is a lot to what she is saying, but she goes on. I want to go to Sid in Atlanta. Hello, Sid, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hello, Michael, thank you so much. And just real
you
quick,
bet.
I want to also say that I'm a Democrat, as you know, and Trump supporters were also my number one concern, which from the
his whole administration in the last 4 years. And Michael, you're into movies, and there's one particular movie that always came to mind whenever I think of Trump in office, and that's Bushwick. And Bushwick, they were shooting all over, and if you understand the nature of that movie, the South was trying to leave the Union, basically. And another thing is that Trump's the Republican leaders are scared of Trump, and it's because of his supporters. They're scared to lose their job. But basically, Trump's...
But they're not. What they're scared about is people might vote against them. They're not. Again, you accept, Sid, don't you, that the people that you saw in those videos raiding the Capitol building, that was not typical of the 74 million people who voted for Donald Trump. Most of the people who did the real violence in the Capitol building were members of extremist right-wing pro-Trump organizations, but they weren't representative of the ordinary Trump voter, were they?
No, actually, you're right. That movie that I just named, those are the ones, those are the extremists. And I'm talking about the everyday Trump voters who didn't like what happened at the Capitol. Those are Trump constituents who happens to be the Republican leaders' constituents at the same time. So that's why we almost overlooked checks and balances, and democracy was going down because they're all scared of Trump.
Okay, this is part of the left-wing narrative, Sid, and honestly, you and I disagree on this. I don't think democracy was going down. I think we had a horrible day, we had people who threatened it, but there was no way that it was going to change the fact that we had a free, fair, legitimate election. An election that is worthy, frankly, of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.